Ubal choiv bebeinonis. Halacha, if you lend somebody money and now you come and collect back your money, so if the person can't pay you in cash, he has to pay you the upper rent to collect his karkam. But there you can only take from the beinonis the middle. You don't take the bruyas the worst, you don't get the idiots the best, but you only have a right to collect from the beinonis, the middle type. So here, why does Rabbi Akiva say, when the gizbah comes to collect money for Hegdish, he has the right to collect from idiots? V'chi teimim, maybe you'll tell me that Sovereign Rabbi Akiva holds like this, that kol obal choyiv nami b'idiots. Maybe no, he owes every bal choyiv anytime you lend somebody money, and then you go to collect your money, you have a right to collect from idiots. Not from a beinonis, but even from idiots you have a right to collect. Zumar says no still, but still Hegdish is different. Ikal amifruch, still I could ask the question, I'll tell you, ma le bal choyiv sheken yofakoyche ben izokin. Do you know why your regular bal choyiv of Reuven borrows money from Shimon? When he goes to collect, he has the right to get from his best fields, because in a case where his shor hits your shor, he also has to pay you back, be idiots. By nizokin, one friend to another friend, one Yisrael to another Yisrael, you have to pay back the idiots. That's why a bal choyv also collects the idiots. But tiyama the hegdish, but in the case of hegdish, shehura kochev in nizokin, like we were saying before, if our shor hits a shor shel hegdish, we don't have to pay at all. So since hegdish can't collect for the hezek that was done to them, maybe when he comes to collect the choyv of somebody else hegdish money, also it's a svara, it's hura koychoy, that hegdish cannot collect as well as a regular person. So even if you want to tell me Rabbi Akiva holds a regular bachov collects from idiots, here by hegdish it should not be that way. So how come Rabbi Akiva said before, kal b'choyim ala hegdish? So Gemara answers the pshat from Akiva is like this. L'yeilam, really, I tell you, we're talking about the nogach tura didan, the tura de hegdish. We're talking about where our shore, our ox, hit an ox that belongs to Hegdish. And we do have to pay Hegdish. And we even have to pay min idiots. Udukokashaloch, and yes, the question on this. The posting says, shore reyeyu omarachmono, veloy shore shall Hegdish, that we only have to pay money if our shore hits another friend's shore. But not if it hits a shore that belongs to Hegdish. So I'll tell you, Rabbi Akiva Savulok, Rabbi Shimon Ben Asya. Rabbi Shimon holds like, Rabbi Akiva holds like Rabbi Shimon ben Manasseh. The Tanya will learn like this. Rabbi Shimon ben Manasseh Omer, he learns that when the Pasuk says, he learns that the loch is, Shor shel Hegdish, shenogach shor shel Hegdish potter. If a shor that belongs to Hegdish does damage to a regular shor that belongs to a Hegdish, so you should know Hegdish is potter from paying. This much Yidash and Shor Yeyu, that when do we have to pay? Only if a Hegdish does damage. But when Hegdish does damage, then he holds the Hegdish is potter from paying. However, but what's going to be the case that Shor shall Hegdish? Shenogach Shor shall Hegdish is a regular person. Shor goes and hits or Shor shall Hegdish. See the law is bein tam bein muid mishalom nezik shalom. Whether it's a tam or whether it's a muid, Rabbi Shimon Manasseh holds in both cases. You have to pay to Hegdish and Nezek Sholem. So that's the pshat. Shor Yehu means when is there a chilik between Tam and Muid? That's only Bar Yehu. But when our Shor does damage to Hegdish, even if it's a Tam, we have to pay a Nezek Sholem. So therefore, Rabbi Akiva says it's a Kal V'Chaymo. So when you have to pay now to Hegdish, of course you have to pay an idiot from the best of your property. Maduch, when a Shor hits his friend's Shor, that your Tam only pays a Chatzi Nezek, not a Nezek Sholem, you have to pay me Meitav. So for sure, when our shor hits a shor shel hegdish with the locha, even the tam has to pay nezek shalom. For sure, if we pay with karka, we have to pay minidius. So Mori asked the question: Ihochi is so, Rabbi Yishmoy of Rabbi Akiva. The machloek is between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva. Mimai the beidius the nizik, who's a burius the mazik pligi. How do we know to say the argue the way we said before? Whether you always have to pay the mazik's idius, or whether sometimes he could pay according to the Nizik's idiots, who said that's the machlokes. Dilma may be the kula, yalma be the Nizik shaminin. Maybe even Rabbi Akiva agrees that you only have to pay according to the Nizik. You don't have to pay more than his idiots. If you're a Zeburius, if the Mazik's lower class property is equal to the higher class property of the Nizik, maybe that's all you have to pay is just from your Zeburius. So then, what's the machlokes between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva? For Yochai, I tell you, be plugged to the Rabbi Shimon ben Manasseh of Rabbanan. Maybe the whole machlokes is only by Hegdish. that Rabbi Kiva holds like a Shumra Menasya, and Rabbi Shmuel does not hold. But maybe by a Hedyot there's no Machlokes. So Gemara says no. That what? Gemara says what? That maybe that's no Machlokes. That Rabbi Kiva is still like a Shumra Menasya. Rabbi Kiva holds like a Shumra Menasya. They said the Kavu Chayma, that the Hegdish is Mochomer. If we hit Hegdish, we have to pay more. For Rabbi Shmuel, so the Rabbanan, and Rabbi Shmuel holds that Rabbanan know that we're potter completely if our shore hits Shel Hegdish. Maybe that's the whole Machlokes. So Mara says, no, that can't be. If so, ma loy boy akosif. If so, what, how can Rabbi Shmuel say like loy boy akosif? And Rashi says, the mashma de bekro gufa pligi. Mashma the machuluk in the postig itself. But what does the postig mean? Bemetav karmoi, bemetav sedeo, metav karmoi yeshalim. It says Lebu Akosov, that posik only comes, so Mashma clearly they're arguing Shan that posik. The Yerid, and secondly, Ma Kavachayim Lehegdish. Like if the whole Machlokes is only in Hegdish, so what do you mean a Kavachayim Lehegdish? What kind of Kavachayim is it? We're only talking about Hegdish. Rashi learns that my Kavachayim Lehegdish means Hoyulim in Idis to come Rabbi Kiva. And Nizikoi, if you want to tell me Rabbi Kiva agrees that you only go boss of the Niziks, Uli Akulos is coming to be Mekel, to be lenient. The Yoyev Le Mazik Mizabrius, that the Mazik has the right to pay from his lease, from his Mizabrius, is so my Kavachom Le Hegdish, Griyusahu. It's making it worse. Uli Rabbi Kiva Yofakayach Dedish bin Izokan, Yomad Akilu Hevi Mazik Tamla. Yeah. So Rabbi Kiva also agrees that you pay if the Mazik has the right to pay from his Mizabrius. So what's the Kavachom then? V'yoyed, and thirdly, Ha'omer Rabashi, Rabashi said clearly, that Tanya Behed, you will learn clearly, that the Pasuk says, Meitav Sadeyu, or Meitav Karma Yishalim, that you have to pay back your best. So it says clearly, the Machlokes is, that Rabbi Shmuel holds, Meitav Sadeyu Shonizik, or Meitav Karma Shonizik, Dibur Rabbi Shmuel, that the Pasuk is saying, you Mazik, you have a Kula, if your Zaburius, if your least, is like the Nizik's best, you have a right to pay from your lease, from your Zaburius. That's Rabbi Shmuel's pshat. Rabbi Akiva says no. The Pasuk says clearly, Meitav Sadeyu Vidarshin means Shel Mazik, or Meitav Karmoi Shel Mazik. I mean, the Mazik always has to pay from his best, the best of his fields. So therefore, we see clearly that's the Ika Machlokes between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva. They have to pay from the best of the Mazik, or else from the Nizik. Alright, we'll stop here. You're holding down Zayin Omer Aleph. In the middle by the two dots. Verse says, Romi le Abaye le Rova. So Rabaye asked Akasha through Akasha to Rova. See, the Pasuk says, Meitav Sadehu, or Meitav Karmo Yishalim. That when the Mazik comes to pay for the damage that his ox did, he has to pay back from the best of his property. Meitav Sadehu, Meitav Karmo, if he comes to pay back his property, he has to pay back from the best. So we dash in Meitavin, you have to pay back the best, yes. But Midi Achrini Loi, nothing else, you can't pay back anything else, you only have to pay back the best. So Gemara asks, is that true? V'otanya, we learn not like that. V'otanya, we learn Yoshiv. Another Pasuk says Yoshiv. Rashi says, the Pasuk says, Kesev Yoshiv Lebolov. You should return money to the owner. So we dash in from this, L'rabbi Shova Kesev V'yafilu Subin. That when you pay up for the damage that you did, you could even pay from subin, means from like wheat, from the subin, from the worst of it, from the worst of your crop. So you see, you do not have to pay back from metav, from the best. Here we say yoshiv means anything you give back is good. Shov a kesef, if it's worth money, the afilu subin, even like straw. Even with straw you could pay back, which is the least. So go to zero. Tomorrow says, no, lekash, there's no zero over here. First, I want to answer maybe, kan midaitoi, kan bakorchoi. If it depends if he pays back with his own will, or do we have to force him to pay back? So Rashi says, midaitoi. I mishalim le mazik niska midaitoi. If the mazik agrees by himself to pay for the damage that he did, then we don't make him pay from the best, but then he can even pay subin, even the worst. But we have to go to Bezdin to force him to pay, and then when Bezdin forces him to pay, then he has to pay for metav from the best. And this the Gemara says, Omar Ula, Rei de Rav Yila, Dekanam, I have a proof for this also. The Pasuk says, Yishalem Bar Korchoi. Is that that we darshan Meitav Sadeyu, Meitav Karma, Yishalem, he darshan Yishalem Mashma, we force you to pay.
So when we force you to pay, when Bezdin forces you, then you have to pay from Meitav the best. Omalai Abayas, Abayas said back to him, is that true? Miksiv Yeshulam. So the Pasuk says Yeshulam, Yeshalem Siv, Midaita Mashma. If it would have been written Yeshulam, that's Mashma we force you to pay. But now that it says Meitav Sadeyu Yeshalem, Yeshalem could even mean Midaita, when you pay back from your own free will. Since so you can't say that when you pay back from your own will, then you could pay back even Subin, because the Pasuk still says Meitav, you have to pay back from the best. So we still have a Stira. So El Omer Abaya. So rather Abaya comes to answer like this, that the only terrace we have is Kidamar. Like Ma means like Rabba learned. So what the Tanya we learned? Hare Shehoye Loi Batim Sodei Sekromim. If somebody has houses, fields, and vineyards, V'yena Moitzel Moichron, but right now he cannot sell them. The question is he called an Oni or not, that he could take Maiser Oni? Can he take a, as he called a poor person or not? So Loch was like this, Machilu Noisoi Maiser Oni, we're allowed to let him take Maiseron, he's called a poor man, Ad Machta, up until here. So we'll soon see. The case is that he has property really that's worth more than 200 zuz. The locker is, if you have 200 zuz, then you're not called an Oni, you cannot take Maiseroni. And in that time, that was enough money to live on. If you do not own the 200 zuz, then you're called an Oni, and then we say at one shot, you can take even $1 million worth of Maiseroni. As long as at the time when you're taken, if you are an Oni, you could take as much as you could take at that time. The other question is, really this person has fields. So really he's not an Oni, because they're worth much more than 200 zuz. Just right now he can't sell them. So since he can't sell them right now, we say, as if this property, let's say even though it's really it's worth 200, you could only sell it for 100. So therefore we let you take 100 zuz worth of Maiser Oni. That's what the Braisa says. That it says, Machilo Noisoi Maiser Oni Ad Mechta. We let him take like half of the 200, 100 zuz worth, let him take Maiser Oni. Now, Vavinimbo, we have a Vavinimbo Mar. Like Rabbi asked the question, what's going on here? What are we talking about? Hechidami, what's the case talking about? E Huzal Ar Yisod, the Kuli Yalm over the day. If his property now became worth less, and all the real estate, everybody's property went less, so right now it's not worth 200 zuz. And his property also became worth less. There was a decrease in all the real estate. If so, so really now he's not, he's a noni. He does not have 200 zuz worth. If so, we should be able to let him take as much maizeroni as he could take. As long as he takes it at one time, even if it takes $1 million worth, he's allowed to take it. That's the halacha. To zul the kuli alma nami, because everybody's property got worth less. So the meister, he does not own now 200 zuz worth of property. So he's called a real oni. So why can't he take even more? Ella, you have to tell me. Ella dioika aryasa. Ella dioika aryasa. No, the properties are worth more. Real estate went up. And really his field now or his house now is worth 200 zuz. So what's wrong? Because the kuliyalm, ela the oikar ayasa, the kuliyalma. Everybody's property went up. For the day, but his property now, if he would go sell it right now, I be the eye of an ofik azuzi, since everybody knows right now he went bankrupt. He has no other money right now, so everybody knows that he needs money. Therefore, zol arye, nobody will pay him the right price. Everybody will say, I'll only pay you 100 zuz. Because they know the guy needs money now, so they know he's going to have to sell it at a low price. So therefore, he cannot get 200 zuz for his property. The Gemara says, if that's the case,